3 John, verse 7. 3 John, verse 7, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your blessings and your goodness to us. And I thank you for Jesus, who is the very thrill of our soul, and the one who we love and live for, and the one who is the exemplification and is the personification of your loving kindness and your love toward us. And Father, we thank you and we praise you. And Lord, I pray that your blessed Holy Spirit tonight would just speak to our hearts and bless this assembly tonight. And fill me with your Spirit ministering to your church tonight. Be with my dear wife in the nursery. Fill her with your Spirit tonight, watching the children. God, I thank you for the services again this morning. I thank you for being with us. I thank you for speaking to our hearts. I thank you for all the work that you have done. And God, I pray that by your grace, we would continue to be faithful here, to reach who we can. And Father, we know that our requests are before you. We know that that we want to walk with you day by day. And I pray we would just draw closer to you in that and glorify your name. Bless us now, tonight. Be with those who couldn't be with us. Might they know we love them and we miss them. And we've prayed for them, Lord. And so just watch over them. And Father, help us just to be careful to thank you, praise you, and to be faithful till you would call us home. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All right. I'm going to go ahead and take some time to read some missionary letters. It's about that time again. Thought of reading them once a month. Once in a while, I think I've read them a little bit more often than that. Sometimes I go a little bit longer stretch than that, but I'm hoping to get it balanced out maybe to once a month. But matter of fact, all the letters here, here are May letters. So I have an April May letter and May letters and such. So we're pretty much right on schedule with these letters. First one I have is from the Herzls in Vanuatu. And the Herzls, Brother Jim writes, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Of course, Romans 10:17. This is the very reason for our being, to bring glory to God through the witness of his word. Thank you for your faithful part in helping to preach the word of God throughout Vanuatu. Many would never have had the opportunity to find faith through hearing without your prayer and giving to this work. These last few months have seen many challenges and trials, but even greater blessings and fruit in God's people. God is truly an awesome God. Amen. He says, we have had an overflowing Roundup Sunday, two cyclones, missions trips to villages, two saved, and one mom baptized on Mother's Day. So praise the Lord. Over the course of the year, we have seen many first-time visitors each and every Sunday, with the exception of our Sunday in the middle of Cyclone Donna. Please pray for those who put him first. Praise God for those who put him first, even with a cyclone looming. Many continue coming and need your prayers for decisions to be made. Pray for the salvation of these souls. Ari and Tara are back in New Zealand for Tara's SAT and to try and sort out a fairly major situation with Tara's residency visa. 2 weeks has become 3 to 6 months, or longer for the visa to process. Neither will be able to travel out of New Zealand during this time. Please pray for a quicker than normal return and that there would be zero complications. Amen. What a just different trials and struggles that oftentimes that we have our own here, but many different kinds that we wouldn't have to face. He continues, you are vital to this ministry. Thank you for your faithfulness, love, giving, and prayers. Your missionaries to Vanuatu, Jim and Ari Herzl. Prayer requests, pray for leaders, pastors, and teachers to surrender to the call of God in their lives. The future of the ministry and the country depends on it. praise and prayer. Both Cyclone Cook and Donna have passed through Vanuatu without major damage. Do keep those who lost homes and gardens in prayer. Prayer requests. Pray for quick processing and acceptance of Tara's residence visa in New Zealand. Pray that this will take the minimum 3 months and not any longer. Praise prayer. Pray for decisions to be made by those who have visited church and continue to come and hear the word of God. Prayer. Pray for the village of Lebanon. The spores have had an opportunity to help in a new school and to begin outreach into this new village. Pray for fruit. Tara writes in her kids' corner. She says, "Hello, all this year has come off to a great start, and the hustle and bustle of school life has settled out to a busy but primarily consistent routine once again. As you may know, as my last year of high school, I'll set the SAT in New Zealand a bit later this year, which of course means I've taken it upon myself to stress excessively and start studying not quite so casually 3 months in advance. I've been super relieved and encouraged by my results in test practices so far, though. I'm fairly confident that I'll be more than adequately prepared when the time comes to set the real SAT. So that's both an answer to prayer and an ongoing request. Mainly, my schooling has been taking up most of my time and focus lately. But there is one other big thing to be grateful for. God really does answer prayer. And even though those answers don't always come when we want them to, it's been really amazing to see how many people's prayers are sent our way. I'd say that the even greater blessing of seeing my dad back in the ministry where he belongs with a strong, healed, and comfortable leg to stand on is more than enough proof of God's faithfulness. Amen. What a good letter. Let's pray for these needs that have been mentioned here. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Herzls and the Spores as they work together and the others that are over there, taking the gospel to the people at Vanuatu. And dear God, we do pray for them. We do praise you for this, for Tara. And she's growing up now and getting ready to graduate high school. And Father, she has given testimony of how you've cared for her parents and cared for her dad, whom she so loves. And Father, she's seen your care, and I praise your blessed and holy name. Thank you for taking care of Brother Jim, Sister Ari, and their children. We do continue to pray for Rochelle as well. And Father, meet these needs. Help her getting ready for that test to do well on it. We do pray this visa would go. Dear God, would you intervene there? That it would go speedily, maybe even quicker than what they would say the minimum would be, Father. Would you just work those things out and help them getting those things done there? Father, we do pray for the many visitors that have come, that you'd work on their hearts, dear God, for salvation, and Lord, to draw them in, and as with the Apostle Paul, you'd make it hard for them to kick against the pricks, and Lord, that drawing would be there, and Father, would you just work on them, dear God? And we do pray for the two that were saved, that they would follow you in believer's baptism, and that they would grow in thee, Heavenly Father, and help us in reaching out to the two also who prayed here on visitation, God, that we'd encourage them to follow you, Lord, to take the next steps. We've already given them literature, which would show them of that and what you would want for them to be disciples. And I pray that you would continue to draw them, dear God, and work on their hearts, and please help them in that. And Father, we do pray and thank you for the safety of these people through the cyclones, and do help, dear Father, those who lost homes, those who lost gardens, means of their very sustenance, God. And Father, would you just provide for them and care for them in a special way. And Father, we do pray for leaders and pastors and teachers, Father, to be called out from among your people, and yea, to answer the calls, Father, that the ministry might continue there and in the country. And Father, we need that in our country as well. Young men and women to continue to yield to your call, older men and women to continue to yield to call, whatever it might be, whatever your calling might be, that we would yield to it and serve you faithfully by your Holy Spirit for the glory of Jesus. And Father, would you help us in these things? We thank you for this letter. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Brother Brother Rogers, right, we saw them, was that last year we saw them? They were here, yeah, just recently, not too long ago. This is their May letter. He writes, what a blessing it is to arrive here in Brazil on April 5th. He says, I was able to meet my father in Chicago and continue the trip with him until we arrived to our final destination. While in the States, the construction of the church building did not stop. It was nice to see that they have been working on it a little bit while I have been gone. It was so special to be able to see our dear people God has given us again and the progress that the church has seen during my time away. It was a great blessing to see that Brother Leandro, who was a quiet, shy man when I left for furlough, has now taken over the responsibilities of opening the services and song leading. Amen. He is so happy to serve the Lord that he arrives before anyone else so that he can open the church and set up the chairs for the services. Amen. Brother Leandro has also worked very hard to build up the youth group. The youth group has tripled in size. Amen. I listened to one of his Sunday school classes, and he did a very good job. The young people are growing in the Lord and learning about his word. Some of the people have come and asked what they can do to win more people to the Lord. We are excited in the Lord for the heart he has given our people to reach others for Christ. Amen. God's hand was seen even in the timing of my coming back to Brazil. Just after arriving back, a dear lady named Maria that has been attending the church for the last 4 years passed away. Two of her children, one sister, and other family members are members of the church. One of the most comforting parts of it was that her favorite Bible verse is John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. As I was able to share this fact with the friends and family at the graveside service, it was great to see the comfort God gave them. I thank God that I was able to be here to help them through this time in their lives. Please continue to pray about our vehicle here in Brazil. The engine has finally been rebuilt. However, it is now leaking oil and has to be taken apart again for the 8th time in the last 5 years. I tell you, 8th time in the last 5 years, it has some other concerning issues. Please pray that the Lord would give us wisdom with our vehicle situation, reaching souls for the King. Sammy, Nessa, Clayton, Violet, and Samantha Rogers. All right, let's pray for the Rogers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Brother Sammy and Sister Nessa, Father, and the children. And dear God, we thank you for your blessings on them. We thank you for the growth of that church. We thank you for the young people now coming and for Brother Leandro, who has grown so much and so quickly in you. Father, would you continue to bless that? Would you even from these young people call out servants who would serve you in their country, who would become witnesses for you? And would you, Father, help them in a mighty way? We thank you, dear God, that while on furlough, the building process did not stop. And there was a continued faithfulness there, Father. And I pray that you'd help them in that and continue to help them as they labor there for your glory. And dear God, this is a special need with this vehicle. And Lord, we understand that things on this earth don't last forever. And so, Father, maybe it would be your will for them to get that thing fixed up. Maybe it would be your will to provide something else. But either way, Heavenly Father, they need resources. They need a car to get around for the ministry. And I pray you direct them and guide them and provide in that and bless in that. And Father, in a special way, we put that before you and look to you for direction also, should you have something for us in that as well. And so, Father, we just pray and ask these things in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Amen. We're thankful. Thankful for the Rogers. One from the Talkingtons in Germany. In their new building that they're all excited about. Amen. And Brother Ryan writes, we are rejoicing in Germany over the blessings of the Lord. We've had many new visitors in our new church space since we completed the renovation in December 2016. Amen. Most of these folks, and I'll leave these back here. There's some pictures and stuff on here, so I'll leave them back there on the desk there where Dennis has the other ones spread out, or maybe on the table back there, but I'll leave those there, and you can look through them if you'd like. Many visitors since the renovation, most of these folks have not been to a real church service for a long time, unless it was connected to a wedding, infant baptism, or funeral, and the vast majority had never heard the life-saving gospel of Jesus Christ preached. Although we did previously have the opportunity to share the gospel with many of them privately, I think that somehow it has become more believable to them being preached from behind a real pulpit, accompanied by a real piano, in a real church atmosphere. And I remember that. And Germans don't really consider meeting in an apartment the same as going to church. For them, it somehow lacks legitimacy, because anyone can hold a Bible study in their apartment or house, but not everyone is willing and able to obtain and furnish a space that is fully dedicated to holding church services and administering to the Lord in such an environment. We are forever indebted to the Lord and to you for making this possible. Since many Germans identify as either Catholic or Lutheran, they seem to be willing to attend Christmas or Easter services if invited. I'm certain that at least a part of this willingness stems from curiosity about how our beliefs and practices compare to those of the religion that they were baptized into as babies. So these holiday services provide us an excellent opportunity to demonstrate that we are not some off-the-wall cult, as their religious leaders may think and say, but rather a group of born-again Christian believers who sincerely desire to serve and honor God in accordance with the truths found in the Bible. Amen. Since our building renovation project was not complete until a few days before Christmas, we only had a couple of guests attend our Christmas service on that date. For Easter services, however, we had much more preparation time to invite folks and had a much bigger turnout of 23 precious souls. Amen. He says, for comparison purposes, we have included various pictures below to help you understand the difference. Of course, we continue to have services on a weekly basis, and we are thankful for those who are faithful in attending, but we were especially encouraged by our Easter attendance. I preached the morning service in both English and German, and we alternated singing hymns in both languages as well. In the pictures, he talks about the pictures here. He says, is of the first church service in the new auditorium conducted on Christmas Day 2016. And he says they had three new visitors. It looks like those were the one. There's five people in the picture. I think two of them are them. So everybody was a new. He should have said everybody. We had a church full of new visitors. you got to learn how to. I guess he's not worried about phrasing that evangelistically. He's not worried about us dropping them if they don't produce enough souls. You know, they got five people. Three new visitors. They got five people standing in the picture there. Praise God. Right. I'm thankful for that. He goes on. Three first time visitors. He says the second picture on the top row is of the attendance at our Easter Sunday 2017 service with 13 first time visitors, praise the Lord, which was followed by a fellowship meal. The picture at the top right is of the folks seated in the auditorium as I preached the Easter morning message, which included a clear and concise presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Picture's bottom row, picture on the left is of the folks singing praises to God. The middle picture in the bottom row is of the Easter fellowship meal we enjoyed. He shows a picture in the apartment, how just there's one, two, three, five, six or seven people there in their apartment during their Easter service. He says the picture at the bottom right is of the Easter fellowship meal we enjoyed in the new church building with 15 more attendees. So praise the Lord after our Easter on the 2017 services. It just shows what the Lord can accomplish when we give him room to work. Thank you again for your sacrifice and dedication to the Lord's ministry. Your servants in Christ, the Talkington family. Amen. Let's pray for Brother Ryan and Sister Hilda. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this dear couple. And dear God, they went over to Germany, even leaving their children here to finish school and high school. And now they've gone on and are going on, have even been over to visit them over there. And Father, what a privilege it is for us to know such a wonderful couple. And Father, I pray that maybe they'd be able to come back on furlough soon. I know most of our people have not met them personally, Father, but I've never met Brother Ryan's wife and Father, but I met him, God, and I believe he's a good man, and I think he has a heart for you, Heavenly Father, and I just pray that you would continue to be with him, dear God, and continue to help them, dear Lord. And we thank you for the building you've provided for them. We thank you for the new visitors that have come. And Father, we pray for decisions to be made, for people to follow you in believer's baptism, and Father, for them to become disciples who would also help in the work. Oh God, give them strength. They're in their later years and serving you faithfully. Give them strength and grace and wisdom over there in serving you, that light might continue to shine there for the German people, and that church may grow even more. And Father, help. We thank you and praise you for them, for their ministry. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Who all in here has met Brother Frank Appadorn? Okay, I think just Williams, perhaps Anna, maybe hasn't met him, but he came years ago, and just visited our church, and single man. I think maybe he was married in the past or something. I don't know all the details of his past. But he came here by himself and was no longer married and such. And just ministered, a retired school teacher. And he'd go out and with gospel tracts. And what his ministry was, he felt led to do, is just go around witnessing to all the colleges in Oregon. Actually, all across the United States, all over the nation. Driving, not supported, just going on his teacher's retirement. Going I went out with him a little bit while he was here, and he'd take a little lunch box out with him, and he'd stand there, and he would. I think he had something written on his lunch box, and lunch box was he kept it had just full of tracts, and he'd pass out hundreds of tracts on the college campuses, and he would record everywhere that he'd be the Lord wanted to go, record how many tracts he passed out and witnessed to people that prayed and such, he had something written on his lunchbox. It was, "Do you know Jesus?" or "Do you know you'd go to heaven?" or something. He would just pass out tracts all day long. Take a break. Pass out tracts. Was a great blessing. I think he came to our church maybe three times. He came and just stopped in. Never got any notice that he was going to show up. Just one day he'd be there again. It was never in the same year. It was always at least a year apart. He'd finally show up. We'd be glad to see him, you know. We were down on 3rd Street down there. I remember the first year we met him. He stayed in those little apartments just down the road from the church there, that are on 3rd Street there, is where he stayed. The one year he came, he didn't tell anybody, but I found out he was actually sleeping in the back of his car that's what he was staying in. Maybe, I don't know, his finances weren't. And by the way, he never let anyone know any of that. I just recognized that in being around him, what was going on there. And he was actually just sleeping in the back of his car, and then continuing on with the same ministry. He had some serious health problems for a while, which God helped him through, which he didn't give us a lot of details about. And by the way, he's still going. He's still serving. And he writes this. He wrote a letter to the church here, he writes. He says, "Just a brief note to let you know, all is well." And to the church, thanking you for your prayers. He says the Lord has me busy, and so he says thank you for your support and prayers. It's been another great month as the Lord Jesus Christ continues to bless the witnessing on the roadways. Now I noticed what he was doing the last time he came. He was still passing out, I believe, tracts at the college, but he was also at times just standing on the side of the road with a sign, you know, "Jesus is coming." And the traffic, and he had sometimes people would stop,
ask questions. People along the sidewalk would talk with him. So he'd begun doing that too. Apparently he's doing some more of that. But he says, been another great month. Lord Jesus continues to bless the witnessing on the roadways across the nation. The sounds of joy ring out as motorists blow horns and shout words of praise when reading a large sign stating, Jesus, very soon, prepare to meet God. He said, besides horns and shouts, many wave their hands, show thumbs up, and even wave their whole arm outside their open windows. Hundreds of pictures continue to be taken, which will be used for various media and for family or church. Many souls continue to stop to encourage, to provide refreshments, to ask for prayer, and to discuss the coming of our Lord. Praise the Lord. James 53 and Steve, around 60, who after hearing the gospel, both confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior for the first time. Amen. Many souls walking by the sign receive gospel tracts. He has his own rating system he does for the schools and the colleges and how well they accept the tracts and all that. He says the rating system used to rate cities spiritually is best used as a comparison between cities rather than the city's spiritual health. To rate a city super great, he has one of the ratings of super. He has super great, excellent, great, and poor are some of the other ones on here, but. He says, the rating system to rate cities spiritually is best used as a comparison with cities. He says, to rate a city super great when only 21 horn toots, with only 21 horn toots and 10 hand waves, while thousands of vehicles pass by, can hardly prove such a liberal rating. So just because, 21 horns out of how many thousands, beep, doesn't mean that there's a spiritual revival taking place in the city is what he's trying to say. He says, as I see each day so very few souls showing any real interest in the return of our Lord and in his righteous judgment, I'm reminded of our Lord's sad statement, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. And by the way, that's going to happen. We see a turn. There are some places where more people are turning away. There are some places where there is still more coming. Amen. And that's always going to be different in different places. But one day, the general aura of it all is going to be a turning away, getting colder. And apparently, he's obviously seeing that in some of the places that he's going. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Since my concentration this month was on Florida cities, I only witnessed on three universities giving out 1,896 tracts. That's one man this month. 1,896 tracts. However, in Florida A&M campus, four souls confessed the Lord as their Savior for the first time. All praise goes to our great God and King, Jesus Christ, for all this month's blessings. Please continue your prayers as the Lord has directed me next to witness in 50 cities and 10 universities in Georgia. Many universities have strong summer programs, so even the regular semesters will soon end. Students should still be on campus, especially foreign students, for summer programs. Thank you once again, Brother Frank. And if he ever comes back by, he'll be a blessing for you to meet. But he's got, I think, like 30 different cities counted on here where he has just kind of gives a rating of passing out the tracts and what he felt that was. So I'll leave that back there too if you want to look at that. And let's pray for Brother Frank. He's such a blessing. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Brother Frank Van Apperdoorn and God, that we had the privilege to meet him and pray for him, dear God. And I know he's gone through some health issues, and you've given him the victory and the strength to continue. And God, I know he's had some trials in his life. I don't know anything about them, and I don't need to, dear God, because I know that from meeting him that he's trying to follow you now. And dear God, I know that you're giving him strength. And Father, I thank you to hear from this letter from him. It's such a blessing. I thank you for his burden for souls, just to be out there handing out tracts. At the universities and colleges especially, and then even along the street sides while holding out a sign and having people come and some, dear God, even praying to and confessing Christ as Savior. Oh, Father, we thank you for the work there. Give Brother Frank strength, Heavenly Father. Give him wisdom. Direct him where you want him to be. Go ahead of him, Heavenly Father, and bring those to him
who you're drawing and who are ready and ripe for the picking to hear the gospel and to receive it. Keep him safe out there, dear God, and watch over him. And Lord, perhaps if you would bring him back our way again, that we could see him again if you tarry, and some more of our folks could meet him. And Father, we do thank you for him and ask your blessings on him today. And Father, bless these, our missionaries, bless Brother Frank. And Father, we thank you that we could be helpers to the truth. God, it's our privilege. It's our honor, Heavenly Father, to be involved in your work through these dear servants of yours. And we do thank you for them. Help them, bless them, loving Father in every way. And Father, we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Brother Charles, would you come and close us tonight, please?